Yo, what's up, everybody? We here live from Mobtown Music, and this is Off the Rock. And here we got Zay the Great with us. What's going on, brother?
Oh man, it's all good, man.
Like I said, man, y'all look around. We in the illustrious Mobtown Music. Over here, they have a podcast room that is available for it to be rented. All you have to do is hit up Mr. Brett. I'll make sure to put all of the credentials at the bottom. But man, it's great. They got top of the line equipment all over the room. Then on top of that, man, it's a lot of flexible scheduling. All you have to do is hit up Brett and be able to come down in here. Or you can hit me up and I can link you either way. So also, I want to let you guys know that Off the Rock is brought to you by Punkin's the Bando Kitchen. If you go to his page, you can find any dish that you see on his Instagram. And then all you have to do is DM him, and he'll make sure that it's sent straight to you, man. So, bruh, we here on Off the Rock, Zay. And I know this is your first time. This is your first time being on Off the Rock, right?
Yeah, this is my first time being on here.
Man, here on Off the Rock, dog, we do like a temperature check, bruh. So we like to see what people at mentally, see how you doing. So 1 through 10, bro, what would you say you are mentally, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best?
I'm at a 10 right now because I feel like finally I'm at peace with myself. So, yeah.
For real? Mm-hmm. Why you say you at peace with yourself?
I'm at peace with myself. Like, I don't let shit bother me. Like, you know how folks let shit bother them, and they really, like, they aim to get better, but it's like it's always something in between that, like an obstacle or something. Mm-hmm. That don't happen with me no more. So I feel like I'm finally at full peace, you know, 100%.
Bro, that take a lot of like deep digging and self like evolution for somebody to sit there and say that they at peace with themselves. Because there's a lot of people that be going through life and they be bothering and they be going through and battling with a lot of stuff. Not bothering, but battling with a lot of stuff internally that a lot of people don't see on the outside. Like, a lot of people will see somebody, they be smiling and thinking they the happiest person in town, when really inside, like, they really deep down, they barely making it, you know?
For real, I know that shit.
It be times like some people will be suicidal and you don't even know it. Most of the time, the people that do commit suicide be people that you never thought that it would be. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that for me to hear that you at peace with yourself, that is a lot of growth. You know what I'm saying? That is a lot of growth. And I applaud you for doing it, you know? Over here, I got to say, man, I'm at a 10, too. A lot of great plans been happening. Like, us being in here, like, this is nothing but a blessing. And I really, really, really appreciate John Cochran and Mr. Brett for letting us be able to be in here, man. Like, it's a lot of new things and stuff going on with Off the Rock that I'll definitely be showing and putting out for everybody. So I'm just ecstatic for the blessings and everything that's happening with the show and moving forward. So I'm definitely at a 10 right along with you, bro. And that's good to hear, though, for us to be both at a 10, man. So, bro, we got Zay the Great in the building. We got him. We're going to be doing a very, very great interview. So we're going to go ahead and dive into it. So what made you go with the name Zay the Great?
Man, I don't even know, man.
Yo, no, like, you just woke up one morning, yeah, and like, hey, bro, this is it.
Yeah, like, I've been writing this shit, you know what I'm saying? I was always into the music, but I was just decide, oh, I'm going to go all the way with it, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what stuck with me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like, you're a man of many talents. Like, why rap?
Well, he ain't even so much, like, as the rap, like I said, like, I used to always just be into, like, poetry and shit and just writing what was on my mind anyway, because it was, like, a decompressing for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like even if I didn't have nobody to, like, talk to, that, okay, write it down, you letting it out, you getting it off, you know what I'm saying? Sure. So that's just kind of where that stemmed from.
So you say you use, like, poetry and writing as a form of therapy as well?
Yeah. And just creating a vibe.
Just creating a vibe. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, like, the first song you ever wrote?
The first song I ever wrote would have had to be Circles. Yeah, Circles. And that's on all platforms, too, right now.
Okay, you know then. Was that, like, let's dive into Circles. Was Circles, like, something, like, did you get inspired from Crime Mob? Because they did have a song, like, Circles out, and it was pretty dope, too. So, I'm, like, when I hear Circles, I'm like, okay, what vibe went along with that project? How did that come about?
So when I write, it usually, typically, you know what I'm saying, off what I'm feeling right then. Mm-hmm. So that's where my inspiration come from. So at that time, I was just thinking, you know what I'm saying, I seen, like, in life, you always going through circles and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It seemed like you feel like, you know what I'm saying, shit getting better, then it revolve again, you know what I'm saying?
It's back, just switch up on you sometimes.
Switch up, so that's kind of where that came from.
Okay, then. The creative process when making a song sometimes vary from artist to artist. So when I say this, what come first for you when writing a song? Do the lyrics come? Do the hook come and then the lyrics write themselves? What is your creative process when it comes to making a hit?
For me, it would have to be like the hook, like the main chorus, like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And I just go from there.
Okay. Do you think, like, whenever you come into making a song, you like, I want to make a reggae type song. I want to make a song more about my feelings. I want to make a song about love. I want to make a song about the trap. I want to make a song, like, do you create a vibe like that whenever you approach different beats and different songs? Because sometimes, like, the beat sometimes write the song for me whenever I write music. So is that like that for you?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's something about the beat, like, you know what I'm saying? It's certain, you know what I'm saying? It only happened with certain ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so take us in the studio with you. What has to be in the studio? What vibe in the studio do it have to be in order for you to be able to work in the studio? Because some people, like, for instance, a lot of mainstream artists, I gotta have my crew in the studio with me. I'm a person who need to have the entire team because I value their opinion. Some people like, nah, I need to have this moment by myself, just me and the producer, because, you know what I'm saying, that's the team that I have. And some people have different little creative process. Some people just self-produce. So what is it? If I was going to the studio today and I'm in the studio with you, what would it look like?
Good energy.
Good energy?
Good energy, definitely. You know what I'm saying? And me, typically, I like to kind of keep it solo, like just me and the producer, mm-hmm. if need be. I don't like a lot of people in the studio with me. Because it kind of fucks me up. It's like a distraction, kind of.
Yeah. You feel like sometimes you get more into, oh, man. You like, some people's confidence level get a little bit low. Because, like, if you make a mistake in front of other people, you kind of like, oh, shit, you know, like, can we bring this back? Can we run this back, you know? And then you go to doubting yourself. Have that ever happened to you while you was in the studio? Or did you just always been in the studio, just you and the producer that you work with?
Unless I'm doing a feature or something, it's just me.
Okay. Okay.
For the most part, yeah.
So, do you have a favorite producer that you work with? Do you work with many of them?
I work with a couple of producers. Like, I try to just experiment, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. you got a lot of good producers down here in Mobile, for real. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of good producers. But you just got to find what works for you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So, you had an album come out. Trap Shanat. It came out in September, am mm-hmm. I right?
September.
So how did that project come about?
Just working, like, knowing the direction I wanted to take with it. And I just wanted to create, like, a vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For shit that, you know, little catchy shit or, you know, high tempo shit that, you know what I'm saying, people to fuck with. You know okay. what I'm saying?
So, on that album, what was your favorite song to create?
It would have to be out of Them Birds and Takeoff with mm-hmm. J Cash on there.
Why?
I don't know. I just like them.
You just like them? It's just the vibe in the studio. Just like, was those the songs that you got the most immediate response from that made you, did that make you like them?
I don't know. I mean, shit, I like all my shit, but them just the ones that, you know what I'm saying? Like, out of all my stuff, like, them just the ones that I like the best.
That's crazy, though. You, like, one of the very few artists that's like, I like all my songs. Because, like, it be some artists that be making songs out here, they be like, bro, I don't even like that one.
I mean, I got some shit, like, I ain't even dropped yet, because, you know, because of that reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, I be like, man, okay, it sounds straight, but I feel like I can do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can't hold yourself back like that, though, too, though. Because when you think about it, it be artists out here that put songs out that they don't like and them be the ones to blow.
Right, right, right.
Hey, even though, I mean, like you said, I think you should have a level of respect for every song that you do create. I feel like you should like it in some lane. But you never know, man. It be that one song you don't feel all the way that just be the one to take off.
Yeah,
it seemed like it just always be that, though, like, for some reason. I feel like it that way. Because I see, like, some albums, some songs. Like, I remember Wiz Khalifa, he made Rolling Papers. And that whole entire, like, album, I feel, was a bop. But many of them songs was projects for him. Like, he just kind of, like, put together some things in different ways. And that's, it just happened. He just tried stuff because the label was, like, kind of pushing him to just try different lanes. Just to see what he had in his arsenal. And he found out. It's a lot of stuff he had in his arsenal. Would you be open to doing a project like that?
Yeah. I mean, I like to dip and dive into different stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd definitely be open to something like that. You know, I'm kind of working like that towards that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like the next EP that I'm gonna drop is gonna be like all R&B.
Okay. So, that's
Yeah.
Why are you diving into that bag? That's different.
Man, because, hey, it's a different emotion. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, you know, you got your vibe, and then that's something else. Like, I know people can relate to shit, you know what I'm saying? So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
So when you hear the words song for song, what comes to your mind?
I mean, shit. Hey, it's song for song, man.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you because, like, you did perform in Song for Song before, haven't you?
Yeah, Song for Song 3.
Song for Song 3. I was thinking it was either 3 or 4. I came around the scene on 4.
Yeah.
So being in Song for Song 3, what did you learn being in Song for Song? Because Song for Song is a very educational platform.
One of the main things I learned was, you know what I'm saying, to hold yourself to a high accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, as far as like an artist. So yeah. And man, it's just a whole bunch of networking.
For sure.
It's a whole bunch of networking.
So when you was in Song for Song, how did it feel performing? At Song for Song, did you have the butterflies? Was it something?
Hell yeah, that was my first time performing.
It was?
Hell yeah.
Man, and that's great. I like hearing that because
that was like right when I first started putting music out too.
Good. Yeah. And that's real good because like I wish more people knew that because Song for Song be a platform that a lot of people be having their first performances.
Exactly.
And that's good though because you in a culturing like a very great environment because like it's not what you facing. I feel like you don't face no type of backlash. It's just a complete learning experience. And I feel like that's safe because it's better than you going to a platform or just going out and doing a show and then it's like 8 people there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like you pulling up the Song for Song and it's, you got a group, the very new people that's learning, getting to see you and learn your music. It's not just artists around.
Right.
Because there's certain shows that come, that people do out here, and it just be artists out there.
Artists,
and that's okay, but I don't feel like that's beneficial to the artists at hand. Because everybody sometimes is being an artist. I mean, just speaking, some artists be out there, they just want to hear themselves. You feel me? Like, all they see is
they
themselves.
They just deal for themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it really don't do a lot for your market. But the fact that, you know, Song for Song has stuff like that in order for people to be able to do that and be comfortable in their first show or at least get them first show jitters out, it ain't nothing but a win-win situation. So they also had an Any Given Sunday concert series, and you was able to perform at that. How did that feel?
Oh, man, just a good vibe, you know, good energy was in the room the whole night. Everybody did their thing, you know what I'm saying? That shit was epic. Everyone would be epic, you know what I'm saying?
So I had a couple artists out here, I know it's artists that watch the show or whatever. Would you recommend Song for Song to those people?
Most definitely.
And
most
why definitely. Would you?
Because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, even if you just up and coming artists, you know what I'm saying? That's still like your kind of your foot in the door to like the artist world. It ain't just about the music, you know what I'm saying? They teach you the business, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, hell, go for it. Do it. Submit every time.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't get selected, keep submitting.
Now I wanna like shift gears here and I wanna ask you some questions. Like, so say, all right, Zay, I'm giving you an unlimited budget for an album. And you can have whoever, whatever features you want to have on that album. Give me your top 3 features.
Oh, shit. Thug for one.
Okay. Gotta have Thugger.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Shit.
You got it.
Gotta have a little baby feature.
Oh, yeah. Hell, I mean, hot as 2021, man.
Like, anybody. Just anybody.
Yeah, shit. Anybody.
Drake, shit. Why not? Goddamn.
That's a star-studded, like, why top not? Three.
Man, that's like guaranteed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a very star-studded top three. I can't, like, that. It's going to be hard for that album not to go platinum.
You feel me?
With got that to. Three, you know, and then having, you know, with you being on that, and then them three to help support you, that shit crazy, for sure. So, also, when you're not rapping, you know what I'm saying, what is one thing that you're doing?
Shit. Working, spending time with my children, shit like that.
So I didn't even know you had kids, man.
Yeah, man. I got two boys, a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. Did they, like, whenever you had them, were you rapping at the time, or?
No, I was in the military.
In the military, bro. Yeah. For sure?
Yeah.
Like, how was that? Like, that's crazy. So you went from the military into being an artist. What was life like being around the military, bro?
Man, that shit crazy. It ain't what people think it is, I promise.
Yeah.
I was in the Marines.
Dang. I mean, not only just being in the military, but, like, the biggest branch, you feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, we over here, Off the Rock, really appreciate you for your service, though. I want to make sure that's known out the gate. You know what I'm saying? We really appreciate you for your service, though. So, being in the military, hopping out like this, man. I wouldn't even know that you was in, because you don't talk about it though.
Definitely don't.
I mean, man, because most people be thinking when they get out of high school, man, I'm gonna go to the military. They're gonna give me a charger and some cash, and I just go do that run for a little minute and then come back out.
That wasn't always my first thought, though. I didn't always intend to go, you know, like, in high school and stuff, I was in ROTC. Of course, damn near everybody be in ROTC at some point, you know what I'm saying? Even if they 1 year, a couple months, they everybody, you know what I'm saying? So my first, you know, option was, like, I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, get a scholarship for music, go to college, play in the college band.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? I played the tuba in high school.
What?
Yep.
So music just always been in you.
Yeah.
For sure.
And so the scholarship didn't work out the way I wanted. So I ended up just working a regular job. You know what I'm saying? Then I had my own stuff going on at home. So I was just like, man, my homeboy was getting ready to go in and stuff. So we actually was supposed to went on the buddy program, but he ended up not going. So I ended up getting on the bus by myself.
Dang. So he just left you to drive.
Yeah. And none of my family even knew, like, I was joining the military until, like, I went to MIPS and stuff. And I called my mama while I was at MIPS. I said, hey, I'm finna swear in. Yeah.
Dang.
It was it right now.
Bruh. How was it when you passed, like, camp? Because I heard, like, Marine camp is a whole different ballgame.
Man, living hell. Like, don't believe that shit they be showing y'all on the internet. Like that. I mean, some of it true. Like, if, like, we was to watch a video, I'd be like, yeah, okay, they do that for real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's just for video, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't what people think it is. All them commercials and junk.
No. They sure be making it seem like you about to moonwalk off the top of the sky.
Man, what? Like, you gonna go over there and get a jetpack, man? Hell nah. Yeah, gonna get some shitty gear and a gun that jam up on you.
Oh, and a pack of powder.
and a MRE and tell your ass to go out there.
Hey, man, you might have to walk like a mile with maybe, you walk in like maybe 7 miles with 1 mile of water or something like that. Like, enough water to last you 20 minutes.
I mean, man, that's just how it is. And then I actually deployed, too.
Where did you go?
Man, everywhere.
Oh, okay.
I was a part of the 22nd MU.
Oh.
Yeah. And we went everywhere, man. Spain, Israel, Kuwait, Romania, Ireland. Everywhere, man.
What was your favorite?
It'll have to be Abu Dhabi.
Okay, then. Why you say that, though? I mean,
man, they got the world's fastest roller coaster, man.
Did you get a chance to ride?
Hell yeah.
How many times did you do it?
One.
Just once?
Yeah, hey, that's a whole, when I say the world's fastest roller coaster, like, that's a whole another type of beast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, before you get on there, like, you can't have nothing, like, no necklaces, nothing in your pocket, and you got to wear goggles.
You got to wear goggles?
Yes.
Yeah, my glasses would probably be gone. Be long gone. Be long gone.
I think what got me through it for real is that I was just hollering the whole time. Man, but it was a good experience, though, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, hey, I wish one day I'd be able to go to Abu Dhabi and ride the pause, the fastest roller coaster. You feel me? So what goals do you have for 2022 as an artist?
Man, just keep working, you know what I'm saying? Stay in my own lane. That's it. Just keep working. Be consistent. You know what I'm saying? Putting out material. I'm trying to push towards dropping a couple more videos.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's it. Just keep working.
And that's good. I mean, that's one thing I wish a lot more people would do. You know, just keep working. Keep staying the course. Keep staying steady. Because you never know. Like, it's blessings when you stay persistent and consistent. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's just blessings in it. You know what I'm saying? So, for all y'all who listening and you artists or you maybe – you know, doing business or being an entrepreneur, just it's blessings and staying persistent and consistent, man. So, like, Zay, bro, I appreciate you for coming on. We're going to keep rocking through the show. I want to also let everybody know that February the 13th, Song for Song will be having a Lovers concert. And there's going to be LaVon Gray, Valerie Day, Flo Rivers, Taki Ali, and Culture on the bill. So make sure that y'all set your calendars for February the 13th. Y'all come out there to the Merry Widow. Everybody's going to be there. The door's going to open at 6:30. The show will start at 7 p.m. sharp. I mean 7 on the dot. It's going to be DJ Ferg giving out all the vibes. Our very own DJ Fergie Ferg off the rock. Going to be doing her, giving off all of the great vibes there. So make sure y'all pull up. It's going to be at the Merry Widow, man. So y'all show up February the 13th, 7 p.m. Y'all make sure y'all be there. All right, bro. So we got a couple things to talk about here on Off the Rock. We're gonna talk about it. Right now we're gonna hop into our rocking news. And the first thing on the bill is the AB situation. So everybody, like, I know you've seen that crazy walk off AB thing at the Jets, at Tampa Bay versus the Jets. When you seen that, bro, how did you feel about that? How did you feel about that situation?
Man, my first reaction, I was like, man, is this shit real?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was like, this a real video?
It's real, dog. It was real. I was like, hey, oh, AB done lost his mind. And you could see, a couple of his teammates came up and was like, AB, don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dog, don't do that. Don't do that to the team. And like, they made it about the ankle situation, saying that, you know, AB didn't want to play because his ankle was messed up. And, you know, he said he went and got an opinion from a top well-known doctor in New York. And they said it was bone fragments and stuff and everything. So that way he wouldn't play. And a lot of people were trying to say his mental illness, maybe CTE, you know, going on with that situation or why he had that going on or whatever. I feel like it's a very rocky situation between him and the Tampa Bay. Apparently, you know, they said AB did a throat slash or something, telling him he was done because he wouldn't get back in the game, you know. And then, but my thing was the thoughts of when he went on that podcast and then he went talking about Brady, how Brady's the GM and how Brady run the show. But how am I the person helping Tampa Bay, but I got to have a prove it deal? You feel me? Like, I don't know, because a lot of people try to, like, take up for AB. I don't see how you can take up for AB. Because I don't see that. Because people be like, well, how y'all going to make that man go out there and play when he was hurt? I mean, they have procedure in the NFL where if you are hurt, you're supposed to go to the trainer. And then the trainer goes to the head coach, tells the head coach, oh, he's hurt, so he can't play. It's not a... You wait till the day of the game and be like, oh, I can't play.
Oh, I can't play.
You know what I'm saying? After you done practice all week.
Right.
Oh, I can't play. And if this ankle was a situation, then why did you play against the Panthers and go, you know, 12 or 18 or 10 or 15, whatever it was, but then when you go to the Jets and I see you only got number 3 targets, now you want to complain about your ankle hurting.
Yeah.
I'm just like... And but even if your ankle was hurting, still, you can't defend the outburst.
Yeah.
The jumping jacks in the end zone. You feel me? Like, I don't get it. But I do want to say that he did release a song called Pit Not the Palace. I'm not a person. I mean, I heard the song. It's okay. I don't think it's something that I would, like, play in my car 100 times, if you ask me. It's not me. Do you feel like you'll listen to an AB album if AB drop an album?
I mean, shit, I ain't even listen to the song, though. But, I mean, shit, why not? I mean, I would. I'd give it at least a listen.
Give it a look.
You feel me? To see, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to knock somebody for trying to make some coins. I ain't going to knock nobody for, you know, switching up the venture. Because I don't know if AB going to get another job in the NFL. I can't see it. I mean, I take that back. I can't see it.
Because I mean, somebody going to get them.
They're going to lie. They're going to lie to themselves and be like, oh, Tampa Bay probably really did that. Yo. We could use him to win. But I'm just like, it's going to be hard for somebody to go to their general manager and be like, we should sign AB. When I'm looking at his last 4 to 5 stops from Pittsburgh and what he did to get out of there, Oakland and what he did to get out of there, New England, Tampa Bay, how do you bait yourself up to sign this man?
Like, somebody got to be like, okay, what the fuck went wrong? You know what I'm saying? All these times, you know what I'm saying? And be like, okay, nah, I ain't going to follow in line.
I can't. Because he didn't slap everybody in the face at every franchise that ever did something. He slapped everybody in the
Pretty
face.
Much.
Pretty much did. And it's just hard. Like, he's ruined the benefit of a doubt. But for him to do the music thing, I feel like that'll be a better tip, better way for him. You know? I heard that he gonna be getting in the yo with Ye. I seen he was at one of the barbershops with Ye while he was getting a haircut. I don't know if he gonna let Kanye get him a lineup, because I don't know. You remember seeing Ye? That boy put a patch of somebody's head, bro.
I don't care. That boy charged a quarter to cut your hair, boy. No.
It's always. Don't you hit me up, bro. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got a very, very hot topic next right here, all right? So, Instagram model is ready to sue after Drake allegedly put hot sauce in a condom. So, the Instagram model, you know, was with Drake. They met up, linked up after an Instagram DM. Drake slid in the DMs or whatever, and the model and Drake had a romantic encounter, and then what happened next happened to be super hot. All right, super hot fire. So after the party, they went back to the hotel, my bad. Yeah, the hotel. They smoked a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Had the vibes going. And Drake and the young model, you know, they did what it do. And then, you know, she went to the bathroom. You know, Drake went to the bathroom, you know, got rid of the condom or whatever. She went in there trying to find the condom. And trying to, you know, knock herself up with, you know, trying to, you know, get another my bed or whatever around the city. And she didn't know that Drake had put hot sauce in the condom to kill the sperm that was in the condom. And she decided to put it inside of her to try to knock herself up. And she said it felt like hot lava down there. Why?
That's what her ass get.
Yeah, for real.
That's what her ass get.
Right, like, now. Why?
That's what her ass get. Trying to be slick. You feel me? That's
why
what
would
get.
You do that? Yeah, that is what she get. But she trying to sue. You think that she might get something for that? You think that the judge might? I don't think they move forward the case.
Because that's like the stupidest case I ever heard of. Like, first thing he going to say, well, why was you doing that shit anyway?
For sure.
You know? Why was you doing that anyway?
That's what you get. Now you got a hot pocket down there.
Like, when I first seen that article, I was like, man, I think I might have just closed my phone back.
But what? I threw mine. I ain't going to lie to you. I threw it at the couch.
The internet never loses, boy.
It never do
it
at all.
It never loses.
It never do. And that's what you get for trying to be greedy, bro.
Tripping.
For real, though. And you deserve every
burn
that
scorch,
you got.
Scorch, whatever you got.
Yeah. Now your draw is sponsored by Usher. Gotta let it burn.
Sponsored by Crystal.
Hey, bro, that was a massive L. Almost as massive as the L that Alabama took against Georgia. the other day. We got to talk about it, though. So, Georgia and Alabama was at the national championship game. Very slow start to a game. Mostly a field goal game. If this game actually was like this a couple years ago, Alabama would have lost by a lot more because they wouldn't have been able to kick field goals. Yeah. But they actually had somebody to help keep them in the game. Very hard-fought game. I say the game, if you're a football fan, the game was good for the first half. If you're the average fan, it was a very boring game in the beginning. So it was good to see that, you know, the game kind of picked up towards the fourth, but it just didn't roll for Bama. You know what I'm saying? How did you feel watching that game, watching Alabama lose?
Man, sick.
Sick.
Sick. Man, but I already knew what time it was. You know what I'm saying? Once Williams got out the game, I said, they ain't finna score again.
Yeah, bro. That was so devastating. I hated that for him, too, though, man. He been working hard. He was a deep threat. I feel like if J-Mo was in the game, Alabama still wins.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how much one single player, can change the whole aspect of a game.
I mean, you seen the whole fourth quarter, what them other boys was doing, dropping everything.
Yeah, bro.
They was dropping everything.
I don't know what, I don't want to mispronounce bro's name, but Tatu or whatever, bro had a touchdown in his hands, he dropped it. Now he got set up for a field goal. You feel me? I don't know what Hall was doing trying to catch an over-the-shoulder pass with one hand. Like, bro, this is the wrong game to try to get flashy, my guy. And then it's third and one. Why the hell are we doing option passes if we Alabama? You line the ball up. Give the ball to Robinson. I'm stronger than you. I'm going to prove it right now. I'm putting my sack on the line right now. Thanks. Third and one is mano y mano at the line.
You're going to have to beat me.
Exactly.
You're going to have to beat me.
Yeah, man. And if I'm an Alabama fan, please do not criticize Bryce Young for the game that he had. Because I feel like Bryce Young did everything for Alabama to win. I mean, if you look at the comparison just in the first half, he was out throwing Bennett by 100 yards.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the game, I'm like, you Bennett can't ask really, Bryce to do nothing else.
Bennett didn't really pick up for real until like the third quarter.
Georgia had wore Alabama down, which that was Alabama game plan from the beginning. They were going up tempo. They were trying to get the ball out quick. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They was trying to do that. But I think Georgia got a whiff of, I guess, a broadcast or something. Excuse me, about them saying that they wanted to wear Georgia down. And I think Georgia was like, it's either nut up or shut up time right now. And they went out and handled it. Congratulations to the Dogs. I'm a Florida fan, so I wouldn't root for anybody. I actually really wanted both teams to lose if it could actually happen. But congratulations, Georgia, for the first time in 14,678 odd days. You got yourself another championship. And in that same amount of time, the sun shines on the dog ass every once in a while. So congratulations, and I hope you guys have it. It was okay to kind of see another team win besides Alabama. But I want to let everybody know Alabama going to be a problem for the next couple years because those guys that was in that championship game were very young, and they'll be there. And, you know, me, I am a Florida fan. We're going to be a team you got to look out for in the next couple of years because we getting the ship moving, too. Bro, look, bro, this has been an awesome episode here on Off the Rock, man. Zeddy Great, I appreciate you for coming through. I want to give a shout-out to Modtown Music for letting us be here. Remember, man, this podcast room that you see us in is available for rent, man. Y'all can come down here. You got a nice deal you can get for audio only and audio and video. All you have to do, you can DM me here on Facebook. You can DM me on Instagram, and I can get you linked in. Or you can call Mr. Brett over here at Modtown Music. Matter of fact, one of his cards on the table. But look, all y'all got to do, I'll put it in the comment section, his number and everything I can get with him, too, and come down here at Modtown Music. So, Zay, bro, what's something you might want to tell the people before you get out of here?
All right. One thing I want to say to everybody, whoever listening, find your way. Find your own motion. Don't wait on nobody else. You know what I'm saying? You depend on other folks. It ain't going to never turn out right for you. So just choose you first. You know what I'm saying? Stay positive. Stay blessed. And just do you.
Hey, man. I just want to tell everybody, man, look, bro, keep your head up. things and stuff and life might shake to keep your head up. And let the world, like Lil Wayne said, bro, let the world be your mirror, dog. And then you control what you see in the mirror. So let the world be your mirror. Bro, this has been a great episode of Arthur Rock. Remember, dog. Matter of fact, I'm going to let Zay the Great do this with me. So, Zay, the saying for Arthur Rock is, if you ain't vibing with Arthur Rock, you under a rock, all right? So, your words is under a rock, all right? So, I'm going to lob it up like Kobe. You're going to dunk it like Shaq, all right? So, remember, guys, if you ain't vibing with Arthur Rock, bro, they what? Under a rock. AJ, take us out, bro.